When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing TV themes right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica has been not playing along in the studio, so now we're bringing it onto the air.
Where you lead, I will follow you anywhere. No? Yeah. That you tell me to. You don't know? You know, T-Hack.
Like, he's got the same dumb look as I got.
Oh my gosh, Aaron even said it and you guys didn't even hear it.
What was it?
Gilmore Girls.
Iconic.
Yeah. Never watched it.
Well, not even with your sisters?
No.
Or your wife?
Or your wife? His wife's not going to force him into that. Okay, but
no,
like,
I was more of a One Tree Hill kind of guy.
Oh
which is,
my God.
What's their theme song?
I don't want to be anything other than what
that's their theme song?
To be lady.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a good show.
I love that song.
I always get that one confused with like 90210.
No. Very different.
Because one is reality and then one's like a actual
reality.
Isn't 90210 reality like a reality based?
No.
No.
What?
I'm so worried for you.
No, I'm sorry. Beverly.
Laguna Beach?
I don't know.
Hills.
Which one is like Spencer and Heidi on?
That's The Hills.
Oh, yeah. That one.
But The Hills is a spinoff of Laguna Beach.
Oh.
Which the theme song was
let the
Hillary.
The rain calm down.
No way.
Knows. Oh, yeah.
Dreams, let it wash
and then
away.
The Hills. Theme song was Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield, which has had a resurgence. I watched too much of that when I was too young, and now my brain is mush.
Okay. I remember buying the DVD set of Laguna Beach for my girlfriend in high school, like for her birthday one time.
Wow.
That was like such a big, it was like $1,000 at the time.
It wasn't, but like.
And there was a lot of, actually in our heads, there was a lot of seasons, only like three, I think.
Yeah, it was.
Here's what we were kind of talking about.
We're talking
about TV shows. Like right now, TV shows don't really have themes anymore.
They do.
Not really.
Like, yeah. The Last of Us has a theme.
But like it on does. A lot of like Netflix or Apple TV, after the first episode.
Severance has one.
Skip.
Yep.
It allows you
Stick
to skip
has
it.
One. Oh, it's by the Bandcamp. Camp.
But like I skip it.
Ted Lasso has one by Marcus Mumford.
Yeah.
What's Ted Lasso's?
I don't know.
Isn't it believe?
All that you get.
That thing. I think that you were just singing two songs, but
no, isn't it like? Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds. It sounds just you're
and then
nailing
Ted's moving
the
around
Marcus
the stadium
Mumford.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Here's
an aside. So you have been skipping it.
No, I definitely have, and I've watched Ted Lasso all the way through at least twice.
Yeah.
Tiak wants to do one for our show.
A theme
you
song?
You want to create a theme song?
Didn't you want to do that?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You Did said I? You wanted to do like a 90s
yeah,
theme
really
song
sure.
for our show.
Oh, yeah. It was
a video.
Yeah, I like, know, but like we'd have to make a song, right?
You're right, yeah.
Have we'd to. Have to create like a 90s TV show song. Like what was a song for Growing Pains? It was like...
Whatever happened to...
That's Full House.
Oh.
Yeah.
But that, keep going, don't stop.
Predictability. The milkman, the paperboy, even TV.
Yeah.
But we could do that.
Right. I think that in TX mind, we are creating that video to the Full House theme song.
I don't remember the melody, but it's as long for Growing Pains. As long as we got each other.
As long as we got each other.
We've got the world spinning right in our hands.
Oh.
Baby, you and me, we got to be the luckiest dreamers who never quit dreaming. No?
I got nothing.
If only there was a radio station around here that could play it. Is there a weird connection with that show and Blurred Lines?
Yeah, Alan Thicke is Robin Thicke's
dad. Yeah, he's on that show.
Oh.
Or he wrote that theme song. He wrote that theme song.
Well,
or is Alan Thicke on the show?
Alan Thicke is the dad on the show and the father of Robin Thicke in real
Robin
life.
Robin Thicke would have been maybe just an idea.
No, but I think Alan Thicke also wrote theme songs for other shows. I think Alan Thicke was a bit of a musician as well as an actor. I could be totally wrong.
I don't know. I remember Leonardo DiCaprio being on that show when he was like little.
Oh, wow.
On Growing Pains.
Oh, really? Before he was like Gilbert
Grape
or whatever?
He was like the scoundrel that they took in. He was like, I remember he was taking food from the restaurant late night. I watched a lot of Growing Pains back in the day.
Oh.
Does anybody else have any other theme songs before we... Because Aaron and I just had a moment, and I just want everybody...
What was that even the theme song to?
There's 104 days of summer vacation.
Oh,
summer
right.
comes around just to end
Don't do
it.
The whole thing. It's a bit long.
It is.
So the annual problem of our generation
is finding a good way to spend it.
T-Hack, can you end the break?
Like maybe.
Building a rocket or fighting a
what
mommy
about the Simpsons
or climbing
Simpsons
up the
song.
Eiffel
Simpsons
Tower.
Song. You don't skip that.
They have a... Never heard of it.
That's
what?
Insane.
Actually, I've been on the Simpsons ride at Universal Studios, and something tells me it might be set to that song.
For sure.
Alan Thicke wrote the theme songs for numerous shows, including Different Strokes, The Thank Facts you. Of Life, and Thank the original Wheel of Fortune theme song.
No way.
There was a theme song?
I guess.
I think it's probably still on there.
Oh. Yeah, I like the Bluey theme song. It's real simple. It's
Do
just
it.
The...
Mom!
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.